Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got to be ready to be aggressive in acquisition this offseason, whether it's free agency or trade. In our situation, we've got to be willing to assume the risk of trades because free agency is not an open ocean for us. We're going to be able to be targeted there, and we will be. We'll try to be. We'll be in a, put ourselves in a position to do that the best we possibly can. But if we want to give ourselves every chance, it's got to be the trade market also. And we just got to be, we got to be prepared to chase down every single thing that we think has a chance to help this team win more games in 26.
All right, good morning, everybody. A lot of Steelers talk on today's show, but the Steelers are off this weekend. And the Pirates, well, they made a big move yesterday. We'll get to that momentarily. The voice you heard there, of course, was Ben Cherington. He's sticking around. He'll be the GM next year. He says free agency isn't an open ocean for us. Well, then why at the deadline did we hear that the moves that they made gave them financial flexibility? If you made moves to create salary, then, yeah, maybe it's not the Atlantic Ocean. Could you give us Lake Erie? Could you swim in those waters? I cannot believe that he's coming back, except I can, because they do the wrong thing frequently, including, and this is the news that I teased to, letting Oscar Marin walk. The Pirates, a team that was the worst in Major League Baseball in scoring runs, one of the worst Pirates teams we've ever seen in scoring runs, I think the worst Pirates offense of this century, they get rid of the pitching coach when they have the Cy Young winner and Bubba Chandler and Ashcraft, and Jared Jones is going to come back next year. And the list of young, promising arms goes on and on and on. And they've developed those arms utilizing the skill set of Oscar Marin. And that's the guy that's gone? Not the hit collector, Matt Haig? That's his nickname because he collected all the hits, so the Pirates couldn't. That guy's still around. Maybe that'll change in the coming hours or days. But how in the world is Oscar Marin not the first guy that Ben Cherington and Don Kelly want to bring back next year when the strength of the team is the young arms? It is perplexing, if not flabbergasting, Doran, that that's a guy that they say, nah, we don't need him around.
It makes absolutely no sense. But it could make a little bit of sense. But this is like the Steelers firing Mike Munchak whenever they hired Randy Faitner to be the offensive coordinator. This is the same situation. Like, what, you got the best unit, the best portion of your team, the best portion of your ball club, and you fire the coach of that? For what? Only thing I can think of, there's three things. Obviously, one is scapegoat. We needed to make a movement. We needed to do something. Oh, my gosh, you know, we're backed in a corner here because people are mad that we're keeping around Cherington. We got to make a move. We got to do something. I could see that. Possibly, which I don't really believe, but I'm just thinking of why this could possibly make sense. Paul Skeens wanting a different pitching coach for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what pops in my mind. Maybe he wants, you know, something else. Maybe he wants a fresh start with somebody else. I don't know. I can't see that happening. And the third is maybe Donnie Kelly wants his own guy in here.
Yeah.
I could maybe see those, but this makes absolutely no sense whenever you put it all together.
You're being fair about it, and I think it's worth exploring all those talking points. If Paul Skeens, for whatever reason, didn't want Oscar Marine around, okay, I'm inclined to do what that guy wants to do. That being said, at the deadline, he was pretty critical of the franchise. When he talked to you guys at the Five Alarm Marathon in a great interview, he walked the line. He also had a conversation with Dan Zangrilli. He politically was frustrated outwardly about the way the club was put together this season. And that didn't lead to anything really productive happening at the deadline. So it's not like they listened to him then. We saw the story from Noah Hiles in the Post-Gazette where an unnamed Pirates player just torched the thing, but yet the GM's coming back.
Uh-huh.
You know, Paul Skeens was critical in his own special way and pragmatically and really nicely of Ben Cherington, and yet that guy's back. So if they're not going to listen to Paul Skeens' public comments on the GM, I don't know why they would listen to anything about Oscar Marine internally. Now, Mackey said that they let Oscar Marine go after player input. Okay. I wonder if those players were fans of Ben Cherington. Like that's where that one was lost on me. Maybe they didn't love the technical elements of the way that he coached pitching because it's about spin rate and analytics and all that stuff. But this just in, that's modern day baseball.
They're right.
In 2025. And you know what? Unless it's Paul Skeens beating the table saying, I don't like Oscar Marine, let's get him out of here, then I don't give a rat's ass what the players think. You were 7th in Major League Baseball in earned run average? 7th. It's not a stretch at all to say you had one of the best pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. Unless Paul Skeens walks into Bob Nutting's office and says, I can't work with this Oscar Marine, that guy's got to stick around. Now, could it be Oscar Marine wanted to walk away? Maybe. Perhaps. That's another avenue worth potentially exploring.
But come on. Like, you want to walk away from a Hall of Fame pitcher?
When you... No!
Right.
No!
I'm not walking away from this situation.
And the other thing with Skeens, because we're just sort of talking this all out here, Skeens is such a creature of habit. He gives me like Sidney Crosby vibes in that regard, like the way he warms up and he throws the football and he's got that bag over his shoulder and he probably eats the same thing every day that he starts. I can't see him wanting to upset the apple cart with Oscar Marine. I'm at a loss. And it's incredibly frustrating. 412-928-9370 if you want to weigh in on Oscar Marine no longer being the pitching coach. He was so far from the problem.
So far from the problem. The only thing that I could really settle on is Donnie Kelly wanting to bring in his own pitching coach, wanting to bring in his own staff, wanting to bring in his own people because the third base coach got fired as well.
Mike Rabello,
yeah.
That made some sense to me.
Right.
That guy's arm was a windmill.
Yeah.
That guy was powering half of PNC Park with his windmill motion in the outs that they accrued at third base and at home this year. I mean, I wouldn't have been upset if they had let him go, no offense to him, during the season. Maybe you're right. Maybe Donnie Kelly wanted to work with somebody else, wanted to handpick his guy.
Uh-huh.
I could definitely see that. However, I would say, Don, again, you were 7th in Major League Baseball in ERA. And you had a pitcher who was 3rd in the Cy Young last year, won the Rookie of the Year, and is going to win the Cy Young this year. And you have a bunch of great young arms in addition to that. The one area where Ben Cherington's actually been successful is when he brings in like the Rich Hills of the world.
Yeah.
And the Jose Quintanas of the world. And Vince Velasquez. These cheap free agents who come in here and pitch well, I think that Charrington actually does have an eye for pitching talent. But at the same time, we say he hasn't had an eye for the bats, but we also criticize the development.
Mm-hmm.
So does Ben Charrington have a great eye for pitching talent, or do they just have a good method of developing those guys? Or did they under Oscar Marino? It's probably a little of column A and a little of column B, and you probably just got rid of column B. I don't get it. I don't get it. And it won't make me feel better if Matt Haig gets let go today. I mean, he probably should. Again, they were the worst hitting team in all of Major League Baseball. But that's not going to make up for him being the sacrificial lamb, him being Oscar Marino.
So I'm reading here the Post-Gazette. Jason Mackey collaborated on a story. And one of the lines here, it says, the decisions on the pitching front stem from a desire with player input for the Pirates to improve and unlock another level for their young staff. So maybe he wasn't good enough.
So that's what I just brought up with Mackey. And okay, yeah, there's exit meetings and players are going to give their input. You were seventh in ERA. Pitching was not the problem. They went through a rocky bullpen portion of the season. But I thought, and one of the reasons why I'm actually happy that Donnie Kelly is back, which I should put out there on the record because I didn't get to talk about it yesterday because I was pooping on a plane a whole lot because I'm a nervous flyer. He managed the bullpen well.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go into the long relief with guys, and I thought he did just a world's better job.
Yes, than Shelton. Yes.
Than Derek Shelton. But you're seventh in ERA. You've got this young staff that's been developed, and he's the face of your pitching coaching staff. What, do you want to be number one? Sure, sure. But you talk about not getting rid of Ben Charrington. This is what Travis Williams said. You don't want to get rid of Charrington because you don't want to set stuff back. And now you're going to bring in a new pitching coach to work with all your young arms?
And Paul Skeens.
And Paul Skeens. Doran, that's the one area where you could argue a change could set things back.
Yes.
And if you're 12th in ERA next year instead of 7th, even if you improve incrementally offensively, which we're all hoping that they can with zero confidence, you're going to wind up in the same place. So you don't want to set the organization back by getting rid of Ben Charrington, but yet you've got arguably the best young pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball, and the guy who's worked closest with all these dudes, he's gone. Stupid.
I kind of want to get into more depth of that comment, though. Setting the organization back if you got rid of Ben Charrington. I still don't know what Travis Williams was alluding to there. Like, the organization already is set back.
You haven't had a winning season under this GM.
Well, yeah, so what is he saying?
You were worse this year than you were the previous two.
Exactly.
And he talked about momentum, which, A, I don't believe that momentum carries season to season. I really don't. If it did, that 2012 season, where they absolutely collapsed down the stretch, in 2011, where they absolutely collapsed down the stretch, wouldn't have led to the great wire-to-wire season that they had in 2013. That's anecdotal, but that'll be the example I use. I don't see how you can possibly make the argument that you had any momentum. You were eliminated from playoff contention in the minds of this fan base a month into the season. When you were 14 games under 500, and you fired the manager, your season was done.
Yeah.
It was over. Last year, yeah, you only won 5 more games than you did this season. You were in it for the first 107 games of the season. You were in it at the trade deadline. And even though you finished in a spot not all that different in terms of the standings, you captured the hearts and minds of Pittsburgh for 100-plus games. This year, you lose the first series against the Marlins, and did any of us, I mean, wire to wire, you were under 500. Zero momentum.
Zero.
Disgusting. You can weigh in at 412-928-9370. We'll get Harry's thoughts as well when we come back, and we will react a little bit more to some of Travis Williams' comments from the other day that can't be played enough, I don't think, because of, well, the lack of confidence that they produce.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Project. All right, so here's what Jason Mackey wrote about the Buccos moving on from Oscar Marine. Pitching decision driven by desire with player input to improve even more and take the next step as a staff. So they were seventh in ERA, only six teams better, and they want to get better than that. I don't mind the mindset. But again, the Pirates were 30th in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Is Matt Haig here? And I'm asking seriously. Is Matt Haig here because they liked him? So they like Matt Haig because he's fat and jolly and he's a cool dude and he's funny. And we're just going to keep him around because the players like him. So is the player input on Matt Haig good? Oh, Kutch loved him. Oh, great. Oh, O'Neill Cruz, did he like him? Because that's what they need to change is the guys who didn't help O'Neill Cruz take a step forward this season, and in fact, he took a step backward. When Travis Williams said that they have a good young hitting core.
Does he watch the same games?
Can you name one?
Mm-mm.
I mean, maybe Nick Gonzalez, who was a negative 0.7 war player with a 661 OPS. I like Nicky G. I think he can play on a good baseball team and hit 7th, 8th, or 9th. In your order, and he's clutch, and he's got a little bit of pop, and you would hope that he could still develop a little bit. Who else? Andrew McCutcheon's 100. I don't know if he's coming back. Brian Reynolds is 30. O'Neill Cruz is on the wrong side of 25, and he had a 676 OPS. That alone.
Oh, my gosh.
That alone makes Matt Haig sticking around and Oscar Marine being let go unforgivable for me. O'Neill Cruz at one point was on pace for a 30-60 season, but he didn't get on base enough as the season wore on to get anywhere near that stolen base number because my guy struck out a million times. He hit 200.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I just real quickly go through some of these OPSs?
Yes.
So Brian Reynolds had the worst year of his Pirates career, 720 OPS. Andrew McCutcheon, 700 OPS. O'Neill Cruz, 676. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, 632. Tommy Pham, 700. Come on. Nick Gonzalez, 661. Spencer Horwitz wound up being pretty good, actually.
Best hitter, yeah.
And that might be why Ben Cherington is here. Joey Bart had no power.
What was Horwitz?
Spencer Horwitz was 787. Adam Frazier, 654. You go down the line. Jack Sawinski? I mean, can I even see his number? Is it even big enough to see 534 OPS? So he just rattle off all those OPSs.
It was Henry Davis.
Makes sense that you would get rid of the pitching coach. Henry Davis is 512, which is great because they didn't. I mean, he was a late round find, right? No, he's 1-1.
No, 1-1, yeah.
Yeah, he's 1-1.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Please.
Let's think about this. So maybe the Pirates want to get better because we look at 7th overall in ERA and think, oh, yeah, that's good. But what if they were first? Then the hitters would have to, the hitters could do the same thing that they're doing, but the Pirates would be giving up less runs, which means they'd win more games as a result. Bang!
So they finished 12 games out of a playoff spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so that's Oscar Marine's fault?
Right, they're not good enough because Oscar Marine. I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I'm listening to you. I'm reading articles online. That's what they want to do. They're not going to invest in hitting. They're going to make the pitching better so that the hitters look better by comparison.
Well, they better find the best hitting coach in the whole damn world that can get them 6 spots better than they are now to be able to see that workout.
You understand I'm being slightly facetious.
Yes,
yes, absolutely.
Do.
Okay.
We know who the Pirates center fielder is going to be next year. It's O'Neill Cruz. Who's their shortstop going to be? Who's their third baseman going to be?
Jared Triola's going to play short.
And third base. He's going to do both. That's what he's doing. They're going to roll out a third stop. It's called a third stop. And he's just going to play both. He's going to stand right in the middle right there as a shortstop does. There's not going to be a third base. Triola is going to play both.
He's going to be like Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
Third base player.
They're not going to have to pay that extra position player, which means they're going to get another pitcher.
Absolutely.
Bang.
That's what's going to happen.
We got this.
Yep. He's going to play both. Third stop.
The Pirates' next foray into saving money is play 8 guys in the field.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I understand Mackey's doing reporting, and Mackey's as good as it gets with his sourcing on the Pirates. So what he reports, what Noah Hiles reports, those guys are there all the time. They do a great job. I'm going to take it pretty much as gospel that there were players that didn't like working with Oscar Marine. Okay, but again, they must have loved Matt friggin' Haig. They must have loved that guy. And
Ben Carrington. They loved him too, right?
I mean, they must have. They must have in their exit interviews, this Oscar Marine, I mean, this guy stinks. Yep. This guy stinks. We need to be first. We were 7th. But that Ben, God, did we love that Ben. You know, he won a World Series back in the day, that Ben Carrington did.
He actually wasn't in the organization when they won.
No, he was the general manager of the Red Sox when they won the World Series.
Not in 2018, no.
He was the GM when they won the World Series, Harry.
In 2013, I think he... Oh, yeah, he did win in 2013, sorry.
Apology accepted. A lot of guys didn't like Todd Haley. How'd that work out? Randy Feitner? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. And get Matt Canada in there. Oh, no. Oh, God forbid there's an uncomfortable moment. God forbid we don't agree with our... kind of boss. Like, what the hell, man?
Like, I just want to know who was the pitchers that said that. Like, I mean, could it really be Skeens? Could it be Mitch Keller?
If it ain't Skeens,
then who cares?
Right.
Like, what's Mitch Keller going to say?
Mitch Keller was the worst pitcher in Major League Baseball. He was the worst. And I respect the hell out of that guy for turning his career around and making the money that he made when there were times where he'd be out there on the mound, shaking like a leaf, looking like a deer in the headlights. And he became a solid innings eater who, at his best, is a quality number 3. God bless him. I think he's a great dude, too. You don't think Oscar Marine helped that guy
exactly.
go from ass to an all-star game
right.
last season?
So I can't see it being Mitch Keller.
And I can't see it being Skeens, Mr. Routine, who had an ERA under 2 and is going to win the Cy Young. I'm at a loss. You could tweet us. And the phone lines are popping. We'll get to Yen's in a second. But you could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Oh, now I'm so back. Get my first Twitter read in there.
There you go.
Oh, God. Does that
flow?
That felt like a cheeky pint right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And boy, was I monitoring my family this weekend with Guardian Protection. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, more reaction on Oscar Marin being let go by the Pirates, including your calls. They did not play this at Croke Park. They did play Sweet Caroline, however.
Any Let's Go Pits? No.
It was hard to hear.
There was no Let's Go Pits.
Well, I think there would have been a lot from the Steelers fans. There were a lot at the tailgate.
Really?
Yeah. We met a very nice couple, a dentist, Mike from Cranberry, and his wife, Amy, that were on the trip with True Fan Travel. And they were just wonderful people, massive Pitt fans. Mm. They almost let Saturday ruin their Sunday because of how bad the game went.
Yes.
And I said, guys, listen, my team got blown at 48-14 at home. Penn State in their biggest game of the year lost on an interception from their chosen one quarterback.
Yes.
So just
life isn't that bad.
It's sometimes not that bad. You're in Ireland. You're watching the Stillers. And the Pirates, when we get home, they're going to get rid of Ben Cherington, so it'll all be good. Nah. Did not happen. Instead, Oscar Marin is out. And real quick here, Dorn. Pirates pitching stats. You tell me if you think these numbers, and Harry, I would like you to participate as well. You sexy baseball mind you.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me if these ERAs are good enough for these pitchers, these young pitchers. Paul Skeens, 197.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mitch Keller, 419. He didn't have as terrible a second half. I'm actually totally fine with that. If he's going to give me 176 innings next year and a 419 ERA, I would sign up for that in a second.
Fine.
Even though I want them to trade him, but that's another story. How about Bailey Falter with a 373 ERA in 113 innings?
Very good.
Harry, you think that was pretty good?
Is he a young arm, though?
Well, they took a guy that was a diamond in the rough, a guy that I was very critical of, who made the starting rotation a couple of years ago, and I thought that was ridiculous. And
you were making a big deal about his FIP.
I was, which actually wound up being true because he went to Kansas City, and a guy who, again, had a 373 ERA here in Pittsburgh blew up, I don't know if people followed this, with an 11.25 ERA in Kansas City.
Because wow. Oscar Marin wasn't his pitching
coach
anymore.
It's because Oscar Marin wasn't his pitching coach anymore. Thank you, Harry. That's exactly the point. They turned a guy who was bad in Philadelphia into a very good back end of the rotation left-handed starter here. And the second he leaves, he blows up like a balloon.
What about Quinn Priester, though?
You're supposed to be on my side here. You can't.
I'm just throwing. Hey, listen.
He's having a great career in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, he sure is.
You can't get them all to work. Can't get them all to work. Mike Burrows had a 3.94 ERA.
Pretty good.
In 96 innings.
Mm-hmm.
How about Braxton Ashcraft, 271? A young arm.
How many innings?
69. Nice. Isaac Mattson from Pitt. 2.45 ERA. Johan Oviedo upon his return. 3.57. Bubba Chandler had the one start where he blew up, but finished with a 4.02 ERA, and he went his final three starts without walking a batter, something that he had not done at any level in his career before. I guess this Marine really sucked at his job. Ridiculous.
You know, truthfully, if I can play devil's advocate, I mean, some of those ERAs in the fours need to go down. I think if you're really going to have a true elite pitching staff, you need ERAs under four.
Well, maybe it's not the pitching that could be the issue. Maybe it's other things that come with, you know, playing and coaching a sport. Maybe it's, you know, in the locker room. Maybe it's, you know, just as a person. I don't know him as a person. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but maybe it's things outside of the actual technical pitching things that maybe it was time to move on. I don't know.
I appreciate your willingness to be fair here because I'm not so kind. I don't care if the guy is Satan. I mean, they had the seventh best ERA in the sport, and all their young pitchers had moments this year where you went, yeah, yeah, and far more good moments than bad. So this one's just lost on me. It's very frustrating.
Did you just say you wouldn't mind if Satan were the pitching coach as long as he got results?
Yeah.
I think you would mind.
Press conferences would be rough.
Oh, man.
You've made that analogy before, and I was thinking about it, and now that you brought it up again, I just want to say, I mean, think about what you're saying. I know it's an exaggeration.
Well, a lot of names went through my head there that, and I decided to land on Satan. Rob in West Mifflin. Hello, how are you?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man? The fix is in, man. Like, I don't understand it, man. First you bring back Sherrington, who hasn't done nothing. 10 losing seasons and 11 since he's been working as a general manager.
Yep.
Now you fired a pitching coach? The pitching coach. What about the hitting coach? How does he still have a job?
That's right.
Like, I don't understand it, man. You know, you're just losing fans daily. When you got a chance to take the city over because nobody's really doing anything right now. The Penguins aren't doing anything. Steelers are, you know, 9-8, 7-10-7. Like, it's crazy. I don't understand why people even still support this team, man.
You know, because baseball's great. The most frustrating thing among all the frustrating things, Rob, and thank you for the call at 412-928-9370, is they won 76 games last year. If they'd have won 7 more, they'd have won 83. That's math. Could have been a playoff.
Could have been, yeah. Yeah.
It's not that expensive to buy 7 wins.
Well, that to me right there is a reason why I would have fired Ben Cherington. Because if it was up to him, as he said, whenever he did fire Derek Shelton, like, this was my doing, this was my deal, I chose to move on.
He put his name on it.
Why didn't he do that before the season started?
Yep.
If you do that before the season started, maybe you would be at 83 wins right now.
Well, I think that's the way they're looking at it. Is it, hey, if we had Don Kelly all year, we would have been a playoff team.
But Cherington chose not to.
Correct. That was our talking point way back when they fired Shelton was, hey, Cherington said, hey, this is my doing. This is me. Look, my name's all over this press release.
A little too late, man.
Yeah, you're 14 games under 500.
Exactly.
And by the way, the guy that they kept, who I like and I am happy they kept, I seriously am, he still managed them to a 77 win pace. Like, that would have been an improvement by one game. But it's not like that was good. So you're right, man. I don't know how this guy still has a job. I don't understand any form of the argument to keep Ben Cherington.
And it's going to be maddening, like, if they go into this situation next year and they fire Cherington 2 months in, whenever they're 14 game, or a month in, whenever they're 14 games under 500 again, and the roster looks like crap. And it's like, oh, you didn't want to set yourself back whenever you had the opportunity to find a legit general manager and put things together and have a whole offseason, but you want to do it during the season whenever the season's already gone again.
You know who's going to be the interim GM when they fire him? Jared Triola.
Yes. He's going to be the third stop manager.
General third stop manager.
Yep.
Jared Triola. You can actually make the argument, if you kept Oscar Marine and you fired Matt Haig, if that was the reality we were living in right now, that an improved hitting coach, they could make the playoffs next year.
Sure.
Because finding 7 wins just from internal improvement shouldn't be that difficult to find. And here's why. O'Neill Cruz was terrible this year. Full stop, awful, compared to the expectations. He had a 700 OPS. I'm looking at Andrew McCutchen. He had a 676 OPS and a 0.3 war. If that guy came close to scratching the surface, he should be a top 20, top 25 player in all of Major League Baseball. Brian Reynolds, a 720 OPS. If you simply got improvement out of those two players because your hitting coach was good at his job, that alone might account for those 7 wins. It really might.
My only counter to that, though, is, I mean, they fired Andy Haynes, what, in the middle of last season?
Yep. No, at the end of the year.
At the end of the year. Okay, but still, like, you got this guy's only been here for a year.
We're exactly.
Ready to torch him. I mean, there's got to be something different.
The point is, the area where their core players underachieved wasn't the pitching staff. It was in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And if those guys, Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz, just to name two, played up to their potential, or in the case of Reynolds' track record, this team might have been 7 wins better. And I'm not even saying that that is on Matt Haig, but just for argument's sake, if they wanted to make that case, that's a case you can make. O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds did not perform up to expectations. Neither did Key Brian Hayes, so we shipped his ass out of town. If those three guys would have lived up to their contracts or potential, those three right there, you could have won 83 games. Not one of them did. And not by a long shot. And yet you get rid of the pitching coach. Okay. Then, I mean, and another one too, Joey Bart. If Joey Bart replicated what he did last year, this year, we're again talking about adding probably 3-4 wins to your team because he looked like a guy over the course of a full season who could hit you 20 bombs. And this year he had no power. He had 4 homers. Disaster.
I think we wanted to have more hope for him than we should have, though. I mean, he didn't pan out too well in San Francisco before the Pirates got him.
For sure.
He broke out a little bit.
I felt like he was a flash in the pan last year, and yeah. I kept saying that in the offseason. Like, you better hope that Joey Bart can replicate what he did the year before.
And hope Henry Rodriguez can stay healthy. Yeah. I mean, that happened too. He's out again.
Henry Davis is another guy I should have mentioned. I mean, if he hits 220 instead of 167, like, is that much to ask? No. I'm sure getting rid of Oscar Moreno will fix Henry Davis swinging the bat. Give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Top of the hour, we'll get into the Pittsburgh Steelers and their AFC North chances. More of your reaction to Oscar Marin being let go coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in about 10 minutes, bad news for Lamar Jackson, but good news for the Steelers. Didn't we talk about they were a couple of breaks away? And not that you wish injury on anybody, but boy, they got some pretty good luck here.
We said that yesterday, Callis. We brought up how we talked about that. In the beginning of the season, if the Steelers just get a couple breaks, and they're sitting right in the thick of it.
Yes, they are. I saw someone tweet yesterday, I don't want to hear that the Steelers are lucky. Look at all the injuries they're facing. Yeah, they're not out 2 MVP candidates. Like, I know Jalen Ramsey's really damn important. We saw how important Deshaun Elliott was. They ain't Lamar Jackson.
No.
They ain't Joe Burrow.
No.
And they don't ask how. They ask how many. If you hang an AFC North banner at the end of the year, and you get to host a home playoff game, no one cares how it happened.
Nope.
No one cares that the Steelers didn't have to play Tom Brady in 2008 en route to the Super Bowl. Nobody cares that they played the 9-7 Arizona Cardinals in that Super Bowl. Nobody cares how it gets done. Nobody cares the Penguins played the 8th-seeded Predators in the 2017 Stanley Cup Final. You get banners or you don't.
Right.
Do you get hats and t-shirts or do you not? So we'll get into the AFC North and whether or not we believe the Steelers will win it coming up in about 7 minutes here. One last point, for now at least, on Oscar Marin. Texter writes in, the Pirates led Major League Baseball in shutouts this year. And you get rid of the pitching coach. That'd be like leading Major League Baseball in games with like 3+ homers.
Uh-huh.
And you get rid of the hitting coach. It's just bizarre. Yes, Harry, you don't like the equivalency.
That's the ERA. That's a problem. The ERA is 7th. If they're not first in every damn category, there's a problem.
But 30th in hitting is okay.
It's not about the hitters. They have the pitching.
We got to be first in pitching so that if we're 30th, we'll be smack dab in the middle of Major League Baseball. Ah!
Mm-hmm.
It just...
You know what? The Pirates can't win if they don't score, but the other team can't win if they don't score either. So, there you go.
If the Pirates were first in ERA and last in runs scored, and they were 81-81, they'd get exactly what they deserve next year and finish two wins out of a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that's really maddening here is... To qualify for the wild card, you had to be 4 games over .500. That's it.
That's it.
That's all it would have taken.
I'm envious of the Reds for that reason.
No doubt.
And remember, this is the same chairman that said a couple years ago, you're going to show up anyway. It doesn't matter what we put out on the field.
And
they corrected it. They figured it out.
And you know what they did? And we talked about it way back when. They got a new manager at the start of the year.
Yeah. And look what happened.
And look what happened.
Yep. You could have had your chance to interview that guy, but you didn't. You chose to stick with the guy that you had, but then fire him a month in.
And you were clearly on the cusp of not bringing him back. When you fire a guy that quickly into the season,
yeah,
you absolutely considered getting rid of him in the offseason, and then you didn't. All right, some more positive things. I didn't come back to the States to just be all pissy. I came back to talk about your eventual... AFC North champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Or will they be? We get into that coming up next. Your calls at 412-928-9370. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.